Are you ready for 60 bone-crunching minutes of inside info and expert analysis? It's the fantasy football coverage real handicappers crave. Packed with stats without going into sudden-death overtime. So get off the sideline and get into the game. There's no stopping the Power Hour.
Welcome to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Yeah, doing real well. Doing real well.
It's a good time. Steelers are on Monday night. Big game against Denver. Nobody wins in Denver, but will the Steelers? You feeling good about it?
I'm feeling good about it. A couple of weeks ago, they had a big game, big win against Minnesota. They put that behind them, of course. They had a bye, so they got refreshed, and they're feeling excited about playing in Denver against the top defense.
Well, and it's always interesting when a team goes a long time being undefeated, and then they lose their first one. How will they bounce back, you know, when they get knocked in the mouth? So it'll be interesting. Hey, and your Tar Heels. They got a big win against Virginia Tech. It's not quite time to turn to basketball season just yet.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. They play Duke this week, though. It's a big game.
Hey, that's an important game.
That's a big game. You got to beat them.
That's the only school that thinks that's an important game.
You lose to Duke, that's about as bad as it could possibly get.
Well, if this is the thing. If Duke wins out, which is not likely, but if Duke wins out, they will win the ACC. They're part of the ACC.
Coastal Division?
Yeah, it just shows that the ACC is a little down this year.
Well, it's always just crazy. It's the craziest conference of all. I mean, every week the standings completely reshuffle. It just gets a little crazy. Our guest today, Scott Wright of DraftCountdown.com, NFL draft expert. We'll talk a little bit about the 2010 NFL draft, some early thoughts. And we'll talk about Larry Johnson, have fans petitioning and, you know, to not let him break the rushing record and what we think about that. And we'll settle once and for all TCU or Boise State, which one deserves an at-large bid. We'll discuss that. And the Bay Bracket, no telling what Rick's got for us. He's had 2 weeks to prepare for this one, so it's like a radio version of a bye week. No telling what we've got this week. Shania Twain in the all-time region, we're going to vote on her. Be good. And, of course, free picks. LSU, Bama, big SEC showdown. Cowboys, Eagles, big NFC East showdown. We'll give you all the free picks you want. Email radio at sportsoverload.com to chime in. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/sportsoverload. First up, we'll go a little pro fantasy football. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. Don't go anywhere. A little pro fantasy football coming up next.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high-gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Sick and tired of your dry, cracked feet? Tried everything you can find to heal them? Try Omnibalm Daily Foot Therapy with tea tree oil. It works. Tea tree oil has antiseptic, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory properties. It's powerful. And Omnibalm has 13%. That's more than twice as much as the other foot creams. Omnibalm's non-greasy and has effective moisturizers that really penetrate into rough, thick skin. Your feet will feel softer and more comfortable after using it for just a few days. Omnibalm's great for anyone who wants healthier feet, and it's especially helpful for diabetics who have to take extra care of their feet. Friends and family of the pharmacist who developed Omnibalm have been using it for almost 20 years, and now it's available to the rest of us. If nothing else has worked on your feet, try Omnibalm Daily Foot Therapy. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. To order, call 888-99-OMNIBALM or visit Omnibalm.com. That's 888-99-OMNIBALM or OMNIBALM.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Now it's time to talk a little pro fantasy football. Larry Johnson got suspended for a couple of games for making some inappropriate comments on his Twitter account. And now fans are signing a petition to not let him play and deactivate him for the rest of the season. Thoughts?
I think it's probably a waste of time. I'm not sure there's 75 yards left in Larry Johnson. I mean, that's what he's short of being the all-time rusher. I don't know that he's ever going to gain that many yards. With that offensive line and his age, you know, he's 29 years old. He's getting up there. It's about the end of the line for him. Could be, could not. I don't know.
Well, that's a good take on it, Rick. I think the fans have a great point here. Kansas City should have traded him last year when they got rid of Tony Gonzalez and gotten some real value out of him before he got to this point. And LJ is a guy who's wanted to get out of town for a couple of years now. So the end of the story here is he is going to be gone. And I think the fans have a valid point. Don't let him become your all-time leading rusher.
Well, one thing I'll say is I think the bigger problem here, Larry Johnson, it's not like he's been just one of the all-time greats. He only has 5,996 rushing yards for his career. If that's within striking distance of your all-time leading rusher, I think that's a bigger problem in and of itself that he's that close to breaking the all-time rushing record for the Chiefs.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because D'Angelo Williams just became the Carolina Panthers' all-time leading rusher with about 3,500 yards.
But they're a young franchise.
Yeah.
Right.
They haven't been around near as long as the other NFL franchises.
You know, the Gonzalez deal, though, part of his trade value was that he's a positive guy in the club. It's a help your young guys through, you know, teach them. And Johnson's probably the exact opposite. He's a guy you want to keep away from your clubhouse and keep away from your young guys. It just, you know, he's a poison waiting to happen, whereas Gonzo's a guy, you know, way past his prime. He'll have some value just being that clubhouse guy.
Well, he's carrying that tradition of Penn State running backs that don't pan out in the NFL. It took him a little longer to not pan out, but he eventually got there.
You know, he was really good, though, for three years. Yeah,
he had two fantastic years. Yeah. He had about 1,700 yards rushing.
I think in the right situation, he could be good again. He could be effective.
Right. And the Chiefs also, that rushing game in general was really good over a 5-6 year stretch because Treece Holmes had the best years of his career that he'd ever had those 2 or 3 year stretch. I mean, he was always a solid back in Baltimore and different places, but he never really became Priest Holmes until he was with that Chiefs running game for a couple of seasons.
That was a great offensive line. That was what that was.
It was up there with like the Broncos. You know, you could just plug in a running back and you're going to get 1,000 yards a season. Now, speaking of running backs, we can just plug in. Steve Slayton's maybe on the outs. Is Ryan Motes somebody you're looking at this week?
You know, I almost wish Steve Slayton was just completely out, and then Motes is a great grab. You know, but from what you're hearing out of Houston, they're both going to split time. Neither one's going to be the goal line guy. Neither one's going to be the short yardage guy.
It's like the Saints light.
Yeah, it's a three-headed monster down there that nobody's going to get enough carries to really be significantly valuable on the fantasy side. Or one of the three guys is going to have a good fantasy week every week. You just don't know which one it's going to be.
So. Right. It's a problem I have with the Saints because I have Pierre Thomas and Mike Bell in a couple of leagues, and I have a feeling I'm going to guess wrong every week, and it's going to be fantastic. So, you know, it's one of those problems. I was going to ask about that. Pierre Thomas, you know, has outperformed Bell, but they still give Bell 14, 17 carries every week, and I don't really understand why. Pierre Thomas seems to be better when he gets in there. He's averaging more yards per carry, more touchdowns. And I'm not sure why they just give Bell carries just to be giving him carries.
I think with Pierre Thomas, they don't want to run him so much because he does have a history of getting hurt. And then if you look at the game against the Miami Dolphins, whenever Mike Bell came into the game, that's when they actually made their comeback run. So he was getting the majority of those carries down the stretch in that game.
Mm-hmm. And at times, you know, they nominated Bell. It seemed like he had there for a little bit. He was the goal line back at times, and he's not any different in terms of size as Pierre Thomas. So, and then Reggie Bush has gotten a couple of short yardage touchdowns over the last few weeks, so it just gets more confusing. I don't know what to do anyway. But a couple of receivers that have broken out, I want to ask if you guys think they're here to stay and if they're guys we should have ranked as top receivers coming into next year. Let's talk about DeSean Jackson. Is he legitimate? Are you sold hook, line, and sinker? He's a top wide receiver from here on out.
You know, I've been waffling on him all year because he'll have these big games and he'll have two or three big games and then one bad game, and then you're like, oh, he's back to – looks like the real thing. I mean, it looks like a guy that could score on every single play no matter where they are on the field. There's a chance he's going to score. I think he's a start every week wide receiver now.
I would have to agree. He's definitely Philly's number one receiver, and he's a guy that gives you so much more. He returns punts, so he can score in that way.
Had a rushing touchdown last week.
Yeah, and he's a definite start this week facing the Cowboys, who are 25th in receiving defense in fantasy, so he's a definite start this week.
Right, and DeSean Jackson, as far as his fantasy production, it reminds me so much of they're not the same type of player, but as far as fantasy production, it reminds me so much of Calvin Johnson from last year. These are both guys that got all their points off one play.
Yeah,
they would have a lot of games that have three catches. You know, the two of the catches were for like 25 yards, and then the other catch was that 70-yard touchdown. So, you know, they pretty much get all their points off. It's like DeSean Jackson hadn't had his big play yet. Oh, there it is. Hey, all right, he's got his points. So
it looks like the same play, too. I mean, it's
it
that corner.
It does. It's the same corner route.
Why do y'all not cover it?
Yeah, it seems like they finally get you to – they lull you to sleep, and then they, you know, they get you to bite on that double move to the corner, and DeSean Jackson just beats you.
And
beat
he's
you
open
downfield.
Like by 20 yards.
Right.
You can underthrow it
right.
No matter what. He's open.
Right.
The guy is an unbelievable talent. He has so much speed. And then if you throw anything in his direction, he's going to catch it.
Right. As far as speed, it reminds you of Randy Moss in his prime from a few years ago when Randy Moss, it seemed like it was not possible to overthrow him. Like,
right,
it's not
right.
He would be 30 yards ahead of the defensive back, and he would just be standing there waiting for the ball.
You know, McNabb's looking real solid, too. Right. It looks like it's good. I wasn't sold on Philly. They probably
right.
win that division right now, I think.
They're in the driver's seat right now. I mean, this game will obviously be a big game for them this week. And the thing is, you know, we're talking so much about how McNabb's playing. Jeremy Maclin's been okay filling in as a wide receiver, giving him more speed on the outside. Brent Celek's been a great tight end. It hasn't even mattered that Brian Westbrook has barely played this season.
Right.
That hasn't even been an issue. LeSean McCoy's been okay. It hasn't mattered that Andy Reid likes to pass more anyway. So the defense has been solid. I mean, not having one of their key guys hasn't really even seemed to matter.
Well, Brian Westbrook was a guy in the past who had to do everything for them, rush the ball, receive the ball, but now they have depth at all those positions, and LeSean McCoy has done well whenever he's gotten his opportunities.
Yeah, get him healthy, too, and ready to roll at the end of the year, get him into the playoffs. I mean, he can still do big things. He's still a big-time player for them. It's not like he's an old guy that can't go anymore. It's just a young guy or relatively young guy that's hurt. Get him back and, you know. This could be great news for Philly.
Right. And let's change gears to their opponent this week, the Cowboys. A guy that's playing great is Miles Austin. And a guy that we thought was going to play great but has not whatsoever is Jason Witten. Do we see that continuing, bouncing out? I think Miles Austin may be here to stay.
You know, I think in my mind I'm still not buying the Cowboys completely. I want to see him play in the cold weather, you know. See, I think that may slow Miles Austin down a little bit and maybe be a good thing for Witten. You know, the colder weather, they may have to depend on him a little bit more than they have been.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I'm looking for. I know, you know, in a lot of drafts, Witten was the first tight end off the board, and the points have not been there to justify that at this point. I know his owners are disappointed, but I think you got to keep playing him.
Right.
I think the key there is Romo. You know, can Romo stay consistent? If he does stay consistent, then I see Witten coming back into the mix, and I see Miles Austin still performing up to his capabilities. But Romo has to stay consistent in what he's doing. He hasn't thrown an interception in the last three games, and he's playing well right now.
Right, and I'm also curious to see about this matchup in particular against the Eagles, because the Eagles like to blitz, and so sometimes you're going to have to, you know, check down. You're going to have to look for your tight end a lot when it's third and five and they're blitzing. You're going to have to use that pass over the middle to Jason Witten and get the ball out of your hands quick, or you're going to get sacked. So I expect Witten to be incorporated into this game plan a little bit more. I do like Miles Austin, though, because one thing he's done exceptionally well is been able to make plays after the catch, run after the catch. He's been able to, you know, it's not just the system. He's been able to actually go out and make plays. So that's one thing that I give him a thumbs up as far as some staying power.
And it doesn't look like Roy Williams is going to challenge him any at all.
No.
So, I mean, that's seems like a done deal there.
And Patrick Creighton still gets his points just returning punts.
Yeah.
So the last couple of weeks he's had a punt return touchdown. So Patrick Creighton's still getting his points as well. As some guys that have some great matchups this week, I'm going to go with Ryan Grant versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's a guy that's hit or miss some weeks. I think this week will definitely be a big day for him. Joseph Addai versus the Texans. Donald Brown is a little banged up, so I would go with Addai since he should get the bulk of the workload this week.
Both of those guys are really good matchup running backs.
Right.
I mean, when they've got the right matchup, you're going to get good points. You just got to watch it, and you got to play the matchups,
and
both of them.
I hate to say it, but I think you have to put Matt Forte in that category now.
You know, I got to see another game from Forte before I'm buying.
Well, because, I have him in several leagues, and he drives me crazy. His only two good games of the season were against the Lions and the Browns at home. Two very good home-friendly matchups against bad teams. Every other week he's had 5, 6, 7, 10, somewhere in there, and it hasn't been number one running back number, so I think he's starting to turn into a matchup-dependent guy, and I don't like it.
Bad week this week, too, getting Arizona. Arizona can stop the run.
Well, you know what? Which Arizona will show up? Because last week the Carolina Panthers ran it down their throat.
Yeah, right.
But they stopped the Giants.
Right. They're
hit or miss.
They're very hit or miss. Because I picked up the Cardinals defense thinking the Panthers, offense was anemic and not going to be able to do anything. And the Panthers scored more points in that game than they had just about all season. So that worked out fantastic for me. So and then quarterback Matt Hasselbeck against the Lions. should have a solid day. And David Gerrard against the Chiefs, I think both those quarterbacks will be able to have solid passing days.
Another guy you want to add to that mix, Rick, you mentioned him, Donovan McNabb. He's playing well this year. And the Cowboys ranked 22nd against passing in the league. So you may want to look at him. And he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league altogether.
Right. And a guy, any guys in particular you want to sit this week?
You know, a guy, we talked about Forte. That right. That was the first one on my list is sit this guy this week. Let's see. If he does it this week, all right, ride him out the rest of the year. But this week is a sit to me.
Right. It depends on your depth at running back. But, yeah, if you got lucky and drafted a Ray Rice or somebody like that later in the draft, you probably got more depth at running back and can afford to sit Forte.
And we mentioned Slayton, too. That's another one you got to sit this week.
Go to sportsoverload.com to get Rick's Sleeper of the Week. He puts that column up every Wednesday. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. We'll have a little college fantasy football coming up next.
Be a part of the fastest-growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? The HomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for the Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. The HomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's the HomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, the HomeImprovementNet.com.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your leaf guard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the leaf guard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for leaf guard.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by sportsoverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper, joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the Freak, Joe Franklin. Now it's time to talk a little college fantasy football. Now let's start off with a little BCS debate. Sell it once and for all. Boise State or TCU?
I would go with Boise State here, and the reason I go with Boise is obviously both these teams have a little history where they've been undefeated, and you know that weighs in the BCS, whether we want to believe it or not. It weighs in the BCS. But Boise, they have a really impressive win over Oregon, which looks even more impressive with what Oregon did to USC, who everybody holds on a pedestal every year. And that's why I would go with Boise in this situation.
Right, and I think a lot of it will depend on how you personally would rate it, because Boise State's probably going to have the best individual win at the end of the season. But as far as a total body of work, and if you're going by a computer ranking, TCU is going to have a stronger total ranking body of work, because TCU has won at Virginia, at Clemson, at BYU. They've still got Utah on the schedule. They're probably going to have, because they played two non-conference road games, they're going to have six road wins at the end of the season. So collective body of work, TCU is probably going to rank better by a computer. But Boise State, you know, it's not their fault the WAC is down this season. And if Oregon continues to climb into the top five, that could be a, you know, huge signature win for them to hang their hat on.
My eyes tell me TCU, just from what I see. I think that's the better team. The speed particularly just kind of sets them apart to where I think they can keep up with any team. You know, they can play Florida, Alabama, and I'm not sure Boise State can do that. That said, I'm not sure you can't make a better case on paper for Boise State because of the Oregon win. But I really like that TCU. I think they're for real. I think they are a legit team.
And the fact that, you know, if both these teams went out and they stay undefeated, I think they're both deserving, but we know that that's not going to happen.
Right. I think it's interesting to debate. I do think TCU has the better overall athletes and level of speed. You know, Gary Patterson's done a great job of focusing on. He lets Texas and Oklahoma, you know, get that top 50, top 100 players in the state of Texas. But Gary Patterson makes his mark targeting those diamonds in the rough in the 100 to 200 ranks in overall players in Texas. And that's where he picks out those guys that, you know, he ends up getting just as good athletes as anybody else that recruits Texas, by doing a great job of evaluating and scouting, getting those diamonds in the roughs.
I think he does a real good job with his coaching staff, too. He plugs in spots with other quality people, and that's why the level – I mean, it's been several years now. TCU's been good, and that's why.
Right. Defensively, they've been a top two, top three, top five defense for a long time. They're number one in total defense right now. But that's the thing is, you know, a guy that never gets talked about on TCU? Andy Dalton, their quarterback. Never gets talked about whatsoever. He's number six in the country in passing efficiency. He's a dual-threat quarterback. He's a veteran. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. That offense is pretty explosive, too. It never gets talked about. Jimmy Young, a wide receiver. Joseph Turner, running back. They're actually a pretty good all-around team. That's not to say Boise State doesn't have weapons. Kellen Moore is number one in the country in pass efficiency, and that offense just clicks on all cylinders every week. So I think – well, let me ask you this. Both teams play right now on a neutral field. You're probably taking TCU, Rick.
I would, but I do think this. That Boise State team seems really poised, and they make good calls. I mean, the quarterback reads well. He knows the defenses. So, I mean, that's a good team, too, but I'd take TCU just because of the speed.
I would take TCU as well. You know, my point is, like I said, if both these teams are undefeated, they're both deserving.
Right.
But I think TCU is the stronger team overall.
And while we're talking about the BCS, one thing I'll say is I was thinking of a scenario in my head today about the SEC and all the top three heavyweights. What happens if, let's say LSU beats Bama this weekend, and then they both went out from there, and so that means LSU would win the SEC West and play Florida. Let's say Florida beats LSU again. If Alabama only has one loss and hasn't played Florida, an undefeated Florida yet, that wouldn't be the rematch like they had the Ohio State-Michigan from a couple years where you didn't want to have them from the same conference because it would be a rematch. What if Texas loses a game and you've got a one-loss Texas versus a one-loss Bama, and you've got undefeated to play undefeated Florida? You could possibly have a weird scenario there where you could have a SEC-SEC national championship.
It sounds like to me that you want to see these teams and have a playoff system.
I do.
That's what needs to happen.
Just throwing out a scenario there. What would the voters do? What would the computers think? Oh, no.
You know, in that scenario, though, you have to kind of factor in a couple of close wins that Alabama's had. They hadn't looked that as good recently as they were in the first few games of the year. They looked unstoppable. And now you're like, Texas may be as good as them all of a sudden. So it could play out differently because of that.
Right. And I will say, I don't think Texas has looked as dominant as we would have liked either at certain points in the season. But we're up against the break. We'll have Scott Wright of NFL Draft Countdown coming up next. You listen to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's gotta drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers' tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at RonShermanProductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? The HomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for the Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. The HomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's the HomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, the HomeImprovementNet.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm joined on the line right now by Scott Wright of NFLDraftCountdown.com. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for having me.
All right, and you've got a website, NFL Draft Countdown or DraftCountdown.com, either one. NFL draft expert, I got to tell you, you know, when it's draft time and I need my stuff, I go to your website before I go look at what Mel Kiper or Tom McShay or anybody else is doing.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. That's what I'm shooting for.
Now, let's get into a little bit. Let's start at quarterback. It seems like everybody has a different opinion on who the top quarterbacks are. What is your take on a Tim Tebow and a Colt McCoy and guys like that?
Well, I guess I slightly prefer Colt McCoy, but I'm not real high on either of them, to be honest.
I'm not either. I like
they're it. Great college players. There's no question about that, and you can't take away anything they've accomplished in college. But there's a lot of question marks about both of them as NFL prospects, and really the biggest one they have in common, and it's the offenses they play in. They play in spread offenses, and that does them absolutely no favor when it comes to getting them ready for the next level or for people trying to evaluate them. It's extremely difficult because they're constantly working on a shotgun. They're never asked to take snaps from under center, drop back, make NFL-style throws, and that's especially true in the case of Tebow, but Colt McCoy's kind of in the same boat. He completes a lot of his passes and throws for a lot of yards, but he dinks and dunks. The ball's never in the air for more than 5 yards, and it's extremely tough to evaluate him. I think ultimately Tebow is going to go higher, though, and just because of the high-caliber person he is and how he's going to help some teams sell tickets. And I don't want to say Tim Tebow can't play quarterback at the next level because he's a good athlete. He's got some tools to work with. He's going to work hard at the craft. So I think he could eventually do it, but it's a 2 to 3 year project with him. He needs to be reworked from the ground up. Everything about his game needs to be worked, from the way he throws the ball to he's going to have to a huge adjustment to the NFL offense. So it's going to be interesting, and I really think the All-Star game appearances like the Senior Bowl are really going to tell the tale for both Tebow and McCoy, assuming they both decide to play, because that's where we're going to finally get to see them operate in NFL-style offense and make NFL-style throws. But right now, I think there's a good chance Tebow could slip into the top half of the first round. That would not completely surprise me. For me, he's more of a second or third round value, and Colt McCoy is kind of a late first, early second rounder.
Right. I think I can see, you know, especially a team like Jacksonville that just desperately needs to sell tickets. If they're drafting in that around the 10 to 12 pick mark, and, you know, I could see them taking them. Now, let's talk about some small school guys that I'm a big fan of. The Mac has had some success drafting, you know, with some quarterbacks, Tim Hiller, Dan Lefebvre. You like either of those guys?
Not really. And in another case where you can't take anything away from what they've accomplished in college, but kind of a case of good college players limited as pro prospects. And Dan Lefebvre in particular, I think, is overrated.
Right.
And to me, he kind of falls into the same category as maybe a Graham Harrell type of player. And as we all know, Graham Harrell had that phenomenal career at Texas Tech, ultimately ended up going undrafted. And part of that was he really struggled at the Senior Bowl. And Dan Lefebvre is going to have an opportunity to show he's more than just a system quarterback when he plays in the All-Star games. And like Tebow McCoy, he's going to have the opportunity to answer those questions. But despite being productive both throwing and running the ball in college, he plays in that spread offense. He does not have a very strong arm. So for me, Dan Lefebvre is probably a mid-round pick at best and could fall to the late rounds or even go undrafted depending on how he plays in the All-Star games. And Hiller, he's come on as of late. And a lot of the same question marks as Lefebvre, but I think he's got a little better arm and struggled early in the season. He was coming off a knee injury, but he's starting to play a little better down the stretch. So I think I'd probably slightly prefer Hiller, but neither are nearly as good pro prospects as maybe the press clippings would lead you to believe.
Right. Well, hey, I looked at your most recent mock draft, and unfortunately I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, but I do love your most recent Mock, you've got Domokong Su going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Talk about why that would be a good fit. I love that pick.
Yeah, and I think that's a natural pick. And obviously when you're picking at the top of the draft, the first thing you think of is quarterbacks, because usually the worst teams have holes at the quarterback position. Well, the Buccaneers addressed that last year with Josh Freeman in round one, so they can look in another direction. And I really think they need to start bolstering that defense again. They really kind of gutted it last year. And Dominican Sue is just a fantastic player. And anybody who hasn't seen him play, I urge you to check out Nebraska game, because Dominican Sue is as disruptive and dominant of a defensive tackle as I think I've ever seen in college football. I just have never seen a defensive tackle make so many big plays, whether it be sacks, tackles behind the line of scrimmage. He's consistently intercepting the ball at 300 pounds. It's just absolutely amazing. And every game he's doing this. And what's even more amazing is teams go into games knowing he's the guy they have to block and neutralize, and he's still able to keep doing it. So, and Dominican Sue, not only is he the top senior prospect in the country, but even once all the underclassmen are factored in, he's going to be in the top two or three. So just a great player, and he's basically right there, 1A and 1B with Gerald McCoy of Oklahoma, if he comes out. Those are going to be the top two defensive tackles in the draft and two of the top players overall.
Right. I love Domokong Su. I just think he's a dominant force. Normally a defensive tackle is 300 pounds, as, you know, he's not, you know, not exactly chiseled. But Domokong Su is, you know, normally a defensive tackle isn't in that good a shape and just a freak of nature athletically. I love watching him. He can drop back in coverage and pick off passes and eye the quarterback. I've never seen a defensive tackle do those kind of things. I have to agree completely. With this draft in general.
He's a phenomenal athlete.
Yeah, that's one of the more athletic defensive tackles I can remember ever seeing. Let's talk about this draft in general for the 2010 class. What would you say the deepest position is and some positions that are a little bit weaker?
Well, you know, obviously, which underclassmen come out are going to play a huge role in this. And everybody's expecting this to be a record year for underclassmen, because with a looming NFL rookie wage scale on the horizon, and that's something that I don't think it's a question of if, but more a matter of when, because both the owners and players are motivated to get something in place, because they're tired of Matthew Stafford getting more money than Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, and rightfully so. So there's a chance by 2011 there's me a rookie wage scale, and you're going to see a lot of underclassmen bolt trying to avoid that. And at the end of the day, it's really only going to affect probably the top maybe 5 to 10 players, but you know what, agents are going to use that as a recruiting tool. And also players are going to use that as an excuse that already want to go pro anyways. They're going to use that as the excuse for why they do. So everybody's expecting a record number of underclassmen, but just based on the seniors, I think the strongest position is defensive tackle, because not only do you have that elite player right at the top in Ndamukong Suh, who we've talked about, you have two other likely first-rounders in Alabama's Terrence Cody and Syracuse's Arthur Jones. So you got three first-rounders just among the senior class at that position alone. And then you have pretty good depth. I think you could make the case that there's 9 to 10 senior defensive tackles with a shot at going in the top three rounds, which is pretty impressive. So I would say that's the strongest position. In terms of the weakest position, I would say probably cornerback. And I'm not sure there's a surefire guaranteed first-round pick at the cornerback position among the seniors right now. The top guy is Patrick Robinson from Florida State, but certainly isn't as good. He isn't following in the footsteps of Deion Sanders. He's not on that level of a prospect. But right. But after him, there's a drop-off. After that, we might not see another senior cornerback go until maybe the third round. So I would say cornerback is the weakest position among the seniors right now. Right. But all this is probably going to change drastically once the underclassmen come, once you factor 100 different underclassmen into the mix maybe.
All right, Scott. Well, we're up against the break. This is Scott Wright of NFLDraftCountdown.com. Thank you, Scott, for coming on and talking a little bit about the 2010 NFL Draft.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Scott. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicap analysis. Don't go anywhere. We got the Babe Bracket coming up next. Stay with us.
Be a part of the fastest-growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your LeafGuard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the LeafGuard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for LeafGuard.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by sportsoverload.com. Have you heard about Miracle Glaze Supergloss Tire Dressing? Well, listen up, because Miracle Glaze is a choice for car dealers and professionals in the detail industry. The big problem with most tire dressing is they sling off your tires and back onto your paint job. It's a mess, and nobody wants that. So Miracle Glaze introduces new technology that never stains and never slings. It bonds to your tire surfaces within minutes, no wiping necessary. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Check out MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
If you don't believe us, go to MiracleGlaze.com and check out the sling test. They give you a little product demo, show you how good it is. If you don't believe us, go to MiracleGlaze.com. Now it's time to talk about the Bay Bracket. We're looking at the all-time great region today. Start off with number 6, Bo Derek, versus number 11, Ashley Judd. And Rick, we got to figure what's the criteria today?
You know, one of those physics things you learn in high school is that heat always rises, right?
Right.
Everybody knows heat always rises. So the hottest girl should be the highest girl, being the tallest girl. So I've rated these girls based on their height. That's going to be the determining factor this week. This
will be good.
And always, if you want to email in, radio at sportsoverload.com or twitter.com/sportsoverload, let us know your take. All right, let's start with Bo Derek versus Ashley Judd. Joe, what do you think?
I got to go for the upset here. Number 11, Ashley Judd over Bo Derek. And she's just one of my favorites of all time. I know Bo Derek, she goes way back, but I love me some Ashley Judd.
Okay. Ashley, let's see. Bo Derek, 5'4" tall. I was surprised. I thought she might be taller than that. Ashley Judd, 5'7". But she's a UK fan, Kentucky fan. That's just slightly better than being a Duke fan. She loses in my book. Even with the height, I'm going Bo Derek.
Wow.
I'm going to have to go with the upset special here. I'm taking Ashley Judd. I didn't know Ashley Judd was 5'7". That's taller than I thought she
was.
Me too. I didn't know she was that tall. Interesting. All right. Now, one of the heavyweights, number 3 seeded Jennifer Aniston. It's an old friends matchup versus Courtney Cox Arquette with number 14 seed. Rick?
We got Jennifer Aniston coming in at 5'4". Courtney Cox, 5'5". She beats her by an inch. Oh. I'm going Courtney Cox.
He's going an upset special.
I'm going to go with a favorite here. I'm going to go Jennifer Aniston. She's underrated by everybody, I think. And
what?
She deserves a little more credit. I know she's one of your favorites and my favorites, but she's underrated by everyone else. So I'm going with Jennifer Aniston.
She's kind of annoying, though. Kind of wears on you. Yeah.
Does she?
I think so.
I don't get that.
I don't get that either.
I don't get that.
I do. I think she wears on you.
I think she could annoy me for a long time.
I like Courtney Cox.
I'm with you.
Anyway, I'm going to stick with the favorite and coach Jennifer Aniston here. All right. In the 7-10 matchup, Jennifer Lopez versus Elizabeth Hurley. Start with you, Joe.
No question. No doubt. Jennifer Lopez smashes Elizabeth
Hurley. I knew that one was coming.
Okay. Jennifer Lopez. A little taller than I would have guessed on this. 5'6". Pretty good for her.
She loses this one, I bet.
Elizabeth Hurley got the model thing going on, all that. 5'9". 5'9". I think she was tall, but 5'9". She is pretty hot, too.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the upset special here. Elizabeth Hurley is fantastic.
The accent, right?
That's okay. I like the accent, but, she looked fantastic in a couple movies she's been in. Austin Powers, whatever that movie she was with where she played the devil, Bedazzled, I think, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she looked good in those movies. I'm going to have to go with Elizabeth Hurley.
Kind of a shame that you knew Bedazzled was a movie that she was in. That's kind of bad, man.
Yeah, something like that.
That's not good.
Well, I'll hide in pity later. All right. Shania Twain, our 2 seed, versus 15, Salma Hayek. Start with you, Rick.
This is kind of unfortunate because Shania Twain comes in at 5'4", about kind of what I thought. But Salma Hayek's really, really beautiful, but only 5'2". So I guess I got to stick with my own rules and go with Shania Twain.
Now I remember one of you guys was really high on Shania Twain. Was it you, Ron?
Probably.
Okay, yeah, that explains why she's a number 2 and Selma Hayek's a number 15. And I'm going with the upset here.
Wow.
Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek at 15 is way off, though. I like both. I like Shania Twain, too. But
the all-time, the all-time bracket is really tough to seed because you could really go about 30 deep here in that region, as far as all-times and how far you want to dig here. But I'm taking the favorite, Shania Twain. Well, if you want to chime in, email radio@sportsoverload.com, twitter.com/sportsoverload. We're up against the break. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll have free picks coming up just right around the corner.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire's surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Sick and tired of your dry, cracked feet? Tried everything you can find to heal them? Try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy with tea tree oil. It works. Tea tree oil has antiseptic, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory properties. It's powerful, and OmniBalm has 13%. That's more than twice as much as the other foot creams. OmniBalm's non-greasy and has effective moisturizers that really penetrate into rough, thick skin. Your feet will feel softer and more comfortable after using it for just a few days. OmniBalm's great for anyone who wants healthier feet, and it's especially helpful for diabetics who have to take extra care of their feet. Friends and family of the pharmacist who developed OmniBalm have been using it for almost 20 years, and now it's available to the rest of us. If nothing else has worked on your feet, try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. To order, call 888-99-OMNIBALM or visit OmniBalm.com. That's 888-99-OMNIBALM or OMNIBALM.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now it's what you've all been waiting for, free picks. Let's dive right into it. The Ohio State Buckeyes at Penn State. Penn State's a 3.5-point favorite. Rick, what do you think?
I think maybe the ship has sailed at Ohio State. I think Penn State wins this game and covers us 3 points. I think maybe Ohio State, that last loss, may have taken them down and they may be mailing it in the rest of the year.
I think Penn State has had their number for the past couple of seasons, and playing at Happy Valley, I would have to go with Penn State as well, minus the 3.5.
Wow, we're going to have a clean sweep here. Now, it's expected to be a close game, right? Well, the Buckeyes don't have their place kicker, Aaron Petrie. They can't kick field goals. So, if they're going to have to score, are they going to have to go for it? They can't kick field goals. I think that'll matter in a close game. Penn State linebackers Navarro Bowman and Sean Lee, they'll be following and shadowing Terrell Pryor all day. Senior quarterback Darrell Clark for Penn State has been playing fantastic. I'm going with Penn State, minus 3.5. Now the big SEC showdown. LSU Tigers at Alabama. Alabama started off as a 10-point favorite. That line has dwindled down to 7.5. Joe?
And I like the fact that it has come down. That's why I'm going to go with the Tide. Roll, Tide, roll. Minus 7.5 at home. LSU has not impressed me. They are a one-loss team, but I just don't see the same LSU that I've seen in the past few seasons. So I think Alabama is that strong, and they're going to cover.
I'm going to take those points. I mean, it just seems like too many points to me. And if I can get 8, 8.5, I'm real excited about that game. You know, Alabama has not been playing their best. LSU's actually stepped up a little bit, playing a little better. I'm going to take LSU and take all those points.
Right. As far as offensive production, these teams have been moving in opposite directions lately. Bama, their last 4 weeks, has gone from 38, 22, 20, 12, gone down in points, whereas LSU has scored 73 points the last couple of weeks. They've been putting up a lot of points, so they've been moving in opposite directions. They've had a bye week, Alabama has, to try and figure things out. However, I'm going to go with LSU plus 7.5. I think there's a lot of field goals instead of touchdowns, which makes that 7.5 line less important. I think it's going to be one of those 16-12, 19-17 type games. I'm going to take LSU plus 7.5 to cover here.
Yeah, you're thinking Alabama wins, though.
Alabama should survive.
Yeah, win, but not cover.
Now, I would think Alabama, I think Alabama on the money line would be a safe play.
Okay.
You know, if you want to take them just to win straight up. But I think LSU plus 7.5, I think they hang within probably 3 or 4 points in 16-12, somewhere in that range.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, we agree on something.
Hey,
that's pretty rare. Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, that could be dangerous. All right, now we're going to a rare Conference USA showdown. Houston at Tulsa. Tulsa, though, is a 1.5-point favorite. Start with you, Rick.
I'm taking Houston in those points. You know, I think Houston's the better team, clearly. When I saw that game, I would have set the line at Houston plus 4 or 5. You know, I think that one's way off. I like Houston to win straight up and kill them.
I agree here. I don't understand the line. And Houston's a team that can put up a lot of points. They went to Oklahoma State, beat them, and I think they can do the same thing here against the conference opponent in Tulsa.
Right. Houston did have a very close game last week. They had a nail-biter. They barely won against Southern Miss. They held on and survived. But Tulsa's only 4-4. They're not that great. The Houston Cougars racked up 750 yards of total offense last week against Southern Miss. And last year when Houston and Tulsa played, anybody want to guess how many points Houston put up on Tulsa?
73.
It was ridiculous. So I'm going to take Houston plus 1.5. Now we're moving on to the NFL. The other Houston, the Houston Texans, play at the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are a 9.5-point favorite. Joe?
I'm going to go with the Texans here. I think they're a team that a lot of people are looking past. They're playing some good football right now defensively, and they can score some points. So I think they can stick in range with the Colts, and I'm taking the Texans plus the 9.5.
The 9.5 is a big number, and I can't even put my finger on why I think this, but I think Indy's due to have the good game. You know, they've been struggling a little bit playing 49ers a lot closer than they should have. I think this is the time where they start stepping it up and looking at the playoffs and getting things rolling. I'm going to lay those 9.5 points.
Ooh, I like it. But I'm going the other way. I think the Texans not only cover, but they have a very strong possibility of a steal in a game here and upsetting the Colts. They kind of slept. They should have gotten, really, they almost got upset last week. They slept through that game against the 49ers. I think the Texans are a little better than the 49ers, and I think we'll see a potential upset. And if the Colts do win, they'll just survive.
I think the 49ers are better defensively than Houston, though. And I think I think it could get into kind of a shootout thing, and that's where Indy thrives. So that's kind of what I'm thinking.
It'll be a good game to watch. Yep. I would say the over is probably the best bet of all the plays in this game. It should be a high scoring game in the dome between
Houston's
these two
teams. Houston's adjusting too to no Owen Daniels. That's a pretty big loss for
them. Oh, that's a big time
loss. It's a huge loss. I do. And it'll be interesting to see how the running back situation plays out and everything. It'll be an interesting game. I think the Texans keep it close. They've given the Colts trouble in the past. They've played them close both games last year. They lost by 3 and by 6 in both games last year, so they've been close. All right, Ravens at the Bengals. Bengals are a 3-point home dog. Rick?
You know, I can't get my finger on the Ravens anymore. I thought this was a real live team, and then it's just so mismatched. And their defense isn't performing like you think they should be performing.
Then last week was good.
Yeah, and then you just can't tell what you're getting with them anymore. The Bengals are fairly consistent at this point in the season. Go figure that. I guess I'm going to take the Bengals, but I don't like either side of this one very much.
Both these teams, if you look at all their games combined this season, they play a ton of close games. And I guess that's why the line is what it is at 3, but I think the line is the wrong way. So I'm going to go with the Bengals plus the 3 at home. I don't understand it here.
Right. I'm going to take the Ravens. I think Flacco's been playing fantastic. I think the Ravens, D, started to get it together after a bye week. I'm going to go with the Ravens over the Bengals here. I think they get revenge from that home loss to the Bengals earlier in the season. Now, the Chargers at the Giants. Giants are a 4.5-point favorite, even though they've lost three in a row. Joe?
Giants have been giving up a ton of points lately, especially passing the ball, and the Chargers pass the ball well, so I'm going to go with the Chargers plus 4.5.
Rick? I just always pick against the Chargers. It's just my I can't believe they ever win a game.
It's paid well over the last couple of years. Yeah. You know, the Chargers have not been a strong ATS play over the last couple of seasons. And I'm going to agree with you this week. I think the Giants' D-line will wreak havoc this week. I think they'll bounce back. This is a must-win game for the Giants. They can't lose four in a row. They can't. And San Diego, don't forget, is traveling across the country. That always has an effect. So I'm taking the Giants minus 4.5. They're trying to hook you in with those extra point, that extra point and a half to hook you in. We'll see how it goes. All right, NFC East showdown on Sunday night. The Dallas Cowboys at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are a 3-point favorite. Start with you, Rick.
I'm going to lay the points and take the Eagles. I don't think the Cowboys have got it all worked out. I think, you know, it's been a little bit of the big play here, missed tackle there that Austin turns into an 80-yard touchdown. I don't think the Eagles are going to do that, and I think the Eagles will get the 80-yard touchdown. So I'm going to take the Eagles, and I'm not buying the Cowboys yet.
I think with what the Cowboys have done on offense lately, this could be a shootout, which it usually seems like it's going to be a defensive game, but I still see the Eagles covering. So the Eagles minus 3.5 at home.
I'm not 100% sold on the Cowboys just yet. They haven't really beaten an elite team yet. And in particular, the only team that was decent was the Falcons, where they did that at home. Beating the Chiefs and the Seahawks handily doesn't really impress me that much. I'm going to take the Eagles. They just seem on fire right now. DeSean Jackson seems like a man on a mission. McNabb's playing great. Whether Westbrook plays or not, I don't really care. Eagles minus 3. Now to the Monday nighter, the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Denver Broncos. I think we've seen this line before. Broncos plus 3 at home. Hasn't that been the line every week?
It is, isn't it?
That's the line every single week. Broncos are a 3-point dog. I'll start with you, Joe.
Okay, surprise, surprise. I'm going to go with the Steelers. Yes, take the Steelers and minus 3.5. They're the favorites. But here's why. I think they have the same capabilities as the Ravens defense, and they're going to study that film and do what the Ravens did. So that's why you go with Pittsburgh here.
You know, it's going to be an interesting game, and I've kind of gone back and forth on this one. I'm having trouble getting myself comfortable with the idea that Denver can beat them, but at the other side of that, Denver's good at stopping the pass, which is pretty much what Pittsburgh can do now is throw the ball. You know, if anything, I think I like the under in this game, and I'm not sure who's going to win. I got to pick the Steelers.
Well, one thing I think with this game that has nothing to do with the actual X's and O's, usually when a team gets off that wasn't expected to be very good coming into the season, they get off to a 6-0 start. Everybody, you know, doubts them, and then all of a sudden, you know, they get, you know, then all of a sudden you have that first loss. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 weeks to recover from that first loss after such a great start, and you get, you know, all excited. Look at Auburn, and I know it's college, but they got off to a 5-0 start, and they popped into the polls and got ranked, and everybody anointed them great. Then they lost one, and then they lost three in a row. And it took them a few weeks to bounce back, and then they won this week against Ole Miss. So I could see the Broncos taking 2 or 3 weeks to, you know, get themselves right and get together. Pittsburgh, on the other hand, is playing great. I'm taking the Steelers.
If they can protect the quarterback, then keep Elvis Dureville out of the backfield. Yeah, the Steelers win. I don't know if they can do that or not, though.
Right. My lock of the week is coming up. Don't want to miss that. We're up against the break. My lock of the week is coming up right here in the last segment. You listen to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Don't go anywhere.
Be a part of the fastest-growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's got to drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for 2 bottles and 1 can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers' tips on DVD for free.
Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Now, it's time for my lock of the week. I'm going to go with the Oklahoma Sooners at -5 over the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Nebraska just cannot hang in this game. I think Oklahoma is going to dominate them on the defensive side of the ball. Nebraska can't move the ball. They've struggled the last couple of weeks against Baylor, Iowa State. So they've struggled against the bottom of the Big 12. They're not going to hang with the big boys, Oklahoma. Oklahoma, though, they've lost a couple games and had to adjust with Sam Bradford. They're still a good football team. They're still very solid top to bottom running game. Landry Jones has filled in fine. DeMarco Murray, Chris Brown running the ball. They're still pretty solid. And defensively, they're going to destroy Nebraska's offense. They haven't been able to put up points against bad teams. So I think Oklahoma is going to roll in this one, probably somewhere along the lines of 31-10. Take Oklahoma -5 to crush Nebraska this week. And it's basketball season, so Sports Overload has gotten basketball picks going up, the Daily Dose of Hoops, NBA picks, and all those good things coming up. So you guys been watching any NBA?
I actually have. I watched the Celtics. I'll have to say I'm a Lakers fan, but the Celtics have been impressive so far. And also the Denver Nuggets. Both teams off to undefeated starts, and Carmelo Anthony looks like he's on a mission this year.
I was just about to say the exact same thing. Carmelo Anthony looks like a man on a mission.
Yeah, I've caught the Nuggets a couple times and been really impressed, too. I mean, Ty Lawson, you know, Carolina
right,
guy, looks like he's ready to figure out the NBA now.
Right. Ty Lawson actually probably statistically has been one of the most impressive slash productive rookies so far this season, unexpectedly.
In fairly limited minutes.
Right. If you went per 40 stats, like a lot of NBA guys swear by, he would probably be the far and away most productive rookie per 40 stats.
Great situation for him behind Billups, learning that deal from him. Right. Yeah, that's a good situation for him.
Right. Lakers, you know, haven't been dominant. They've won the last couple, you know, they've won a couple overtime games, and they seem to have been surviving. Not been overly impressive, but they've been winning.
Got to get their chemistry together, and Pau Gasol still hurts. So
right. They still
that.
Haven't had Gasol yet. So, and, you know, Artest is going to adjust it. It takes a long time to adjust to the triangle. I could tell you that when trying to learn that as a freshman back in the day in college, that we ran the triangle offense, and it's a complex offense. It's like 100 pages, and it's fun trying to learn that. But anyway, special thanks to Scott Wright of NFLDraftCountdown.com. The man knows about the NFL draft. He's certainly a connoisseur and follows it year-round. This is his specialty. Go to DraftCountdown.com to see Scott Wright's latest draft and all the draft coverage. He ranks everything, every position. And, you know, as he talked about, some juniors are going to pop up, so he'll be covering that closely. Special thanks to our producer, James Ford. He always does a great job back in the booth making sure everything's under control and we don't screw everything up. For Rick Atkinson and Joe Franklin, I'm Ron Jumper. Thanks for listening to the Power Hour, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Keep in mind, Sports Overload picks every top 25 college football game and every NFL spread and total every week. Thanks for listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Tune in next week.